Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, a Friday edition. I'm just being upfront. I was not going to do a show tonight. Am I the only one that I have allergies so bad? When we switch over from... Because we don't get a... we don't get a spring here in the state of Florida. My allergies have been bad, and usually what ends up happening is that I end up getting sinus infections. The first thing, yeah, I know, salt water is what I use. I do the honey. I do all that. And it just sucks, man. You know how I know that I'm getting a sinus infection right away? Wildflower honey, pawpaw. No, Alan, I do eat local honey. Because they say that you're supposed to eat and use the honey that's local because it's the same stuff that the bees are pollinating in your area. But, you know, that little dangly thing in the back of your throat, that's the first thing. That's the first sign of me getting a sinus infection because it just swells up. It's like my mouth and the back of my throat has taken a beating from a male porn star or something. Cause that is how bad it gets. And when I get the sinus infections and stuff, I'm just hot. I'm hot. I'm burning up right now. So this will be a good like start to the weekend. But yeah, so I'm not gonna sit here and bitch. I'm just telling you. I'm just trying to find out. And Alan brings up a great point. I've noticed this a little bit more that I am sounding more and more like the person that I used to complain about when I was younger in my teenage years and early 20s. I was like, oh yeah, if I sound like that guy, I would kick my own ass. But, you know, I don't want anybody to think what I do is hard when it comes to manual labor stuff. No. Not many times my dad was hungover or how many times my dad wasn't feeling good and he had to go out and put up a building, weld, be on top of decking and stuff like that. He had to do it a lot. And this is not that bad. I just don't want to get on and, well, maybe I do. See, that's the thing about it is that I'm a glutton for punishment sometimes, and I just keep coming back for more and more and more. Yeah, there are a couple of ways you can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds. tuddle@gmail.com. Fan favorite making a return to the show, Lauren Petrullo. Petrullo, you guys remember her? She is, what up, Vulture Jr.? How are you? I know I look horrible. I got to get some better lighting. This lighting completely just, I really do got to get better lighting because I look like death right now. But Lauren's going to be on. You guys really, really liked her. She is the woman that a lot of you guys were asking questions. And when she comes on, that's the thing about Lauren. She seems like one of those conservative, very guarded type people. And you'll get what I mean when she joins the show, but she ends up, oh, we're doing metaverse talk. Okay, well, all right. Guess what? I read a lot of news stories and stuff, and you know what? I guess now they're making it possible where you can kiss somebody in the metaverse, and there's like this little device, and you're able to like be able to get the sensation of having a kiss with somebody. This is horrible. This is going to be the end of human society, this goddamn metaverse and stuff. This is not a news story. There are so many like news stories that have been done back in the day that were really, really good that are just making their way to YouTube and stuff. Maybe a lot of you, maybe you guys have seen this one. I don't know. But this, the whitest of white reporters that you could ever think of. And this is like at the end of the 80s, early 90s. This white reporter goes up and interviews members of the Blood Gang. And I just, dude, this is cutting edge. This is stuff that I think is very cutting edge. Let me ask you guys, do you like that view or this view? No, do you like that view? Oh, I don't know about that one. Hold on, let me see about that one. Do you like that one? That one? Oh, see, that one's not even working. I'll just go with that one. But this is such a great interview, in my opinion. And it's definitely ahead of its time.
Crips and the Bloods, two of L.A. County's most vicious gangs.
L.A. police are good.
All right, so look at this guy. This is an old, white-haired, white guy walking up on a bunch of Bloods, which is probably in southern L.A. Who knows? I would love to know. I don't even know if this guy is still alive. This was posted on World Star Hip Hop. And I don't know if this guy, you know what? I said that my bread and butter was doing man on the street stuff. If this guy did not have his producer beforehand, which you know they did, walk up to these guys and preset this interview up, because I love it.
Their orders as they prepare for another assault on street gangs.
But that was before the Los Angeles Police Department declared.
You got a guy in a wheelchair. He probably already got shot up in a drive-by.
War on street gangs in the city, and before a shooting Wednesday night.
Now look at these outfits and stuff. My God, I don't see. Well, I do see a red bandana there. So you know that they are definitely Bloods.
Just low.
All right. Hold on. Let me just ask you a question. Why are you guys in? Why are you guys Bloods? Why are you in the gangs?
Why is we in the gang? I guess because the area.
The guy's rocking the old school Pittsburgh Pirates hat there. And is he wearing Lacoste? Jesus.
So we grow up in, man. Everybody go in that area, man. Everybody follow the same line. BGs grow up to be OGs, little niggas.
His
like
gang name.
See, now, all right, so he let the N-word go here, but then I think that they're bleeping out the N-word later on in the news story, and I just don't get it. But for real, is this guy is he wearing Lacoste? Because that's like, you know, originally like FUBU or Tommy Hilfiger, that was preppy back in the day, but a lot of people, a lot of the gangsters, the hood people, were wearing Tommy Hilfiger. I think this guy is wearing the little gator on his logo.
Is Dusty Loke.
Dusty Loke. I wonder if, I would love to see a follow-up to see if Dusty Loke is still alive.
What's up, bro? What's up, B-Dad?
short for Dusty Loco.
Well, I mean, now you're getting into the Spanish gangs and stuff. Dusty Loco. I like Dusty Loco better than anything.
Crazy Dusty. He is a blood wearing the blood color, red.
Yeah, this, yeah, my producer Vulture says, not a chance. Now look at this guy. Isn't he giving off mixed signals? He's wearing the blood colors, but then he's wearing a green face mask. I could be wrong. If anybody's in the chat room right now and you could back me up on this, I think the blue bandanas are the Crips, right? If you want to give me a call here, I have the Google Voice open, 407-270-3044.
Dusty is a gang banger, which is what they call.
Dusty is a gang banger. I love the guy's reality. It is so Caucasian. Listen to this.
He is a gang banger, which is.
Gang banger?
What they call you when you've been allowed.
Twisted Movie does a test. Blue is the backup for the Crips and stuff. Sir Vap, are you new? Have you ever commented in the chat room or not? Maybe you've watched and stuff. I don't know, but I think this might be the first time you've ever said anything in the chat room. And I got to say thank you. Alan says we just keep feeding into this shit. Is that something like? Am I feeding into it, Alan? I would love to know what you mean by that. Seriously, I found this fascinating. Man, Sir Vap, dude, it makes my day whenever I get a new person in here. And I really, really do appreciate it, man. I cannot thank you enough, my friend. Thank you. Oh, friends of Jake. You know, I got to get with Jake Hudson. Jake is a good dude, and he's really helped me out more than I've been able to help him out, and I feel bad about it. Iggy T says, Snoop Dogg is a Crip, LOL. Do you really think that Snoop Dogg was really a Crip or not? Seriously, I do think that some of the gangster rappers in the 90s kind of were playing it up. They really, really were.
Out in as a full-time active gang member.
What did he just grab? Did he grab this woman's drink out of her hand? Watch.
As a full-time active gang member.
I gotta tell you, that guy throwing on the run left-handed, that is pretty impressive. It is. Sir Vap Singh says, you make my day, read my comments. Jake is a great man. Yes, he is. I mean, that was a hell of a throw. I gotta rewind that so you can see it.
Watch. Active gang member.
Straight up Michael Vick. I mean, that's some Michael Vick shit.
What is that? OGs, BGs.
OGs is our original gangster. Like me. Original gangster.
And BGs?
BGs is baby gangster.
Ah, baby gangster. Well, I mean, Crazy Loke is definitely a baby G, right?
Baby gangster.
Twisted Movie, is this from the 80s? I could not nail down. I know that it wasn't like mid to early 80s. This is definitely late 80s, early 90s. And Keith says, yeah, the media would make it out to be white people and the cops, the biggest killers of African Americans. I'll just put that up there. Look. I'm not saying that you don't have a valid point, but I just, you know, I've worked too hard on everything, man. I'll leave it up there so everybody can read it a little bit.
Baby gangsters.
Call us BG.
Now, you're proud of the fact that you're
from
in the gang.
From Limehood, yeah.
From Limehood, but you're proud of the fact that you're blood. Yeah. Why is that?
What?
I mean, like I said, I got to give props to this reporter for just, like, coming in and asking these. I like it.
Yeah. Because I'm down. I'm down fully. Because I'm a true.
All right. So earlier when I said they let the N-word slip there, Was he saying the N-word here and they bleeped it out? I really don't think you should ever censor an African-American that wants to use the N-word. I'm not going to say it because coming from me, it is offensive. And don't give me any of that bullshit of, oh, well, you know, they can say it. Why can't we? No, sorry. Just like a Jewish person could use like any of the bad things that you call Jewish people, because that's them.
Why is that?
Why? Yeah. Because I'm down. I'm down fully. Because I'm a true.
Yeah, he's definitely saying the N-word.
I come from the heart.
But why being a gang? What's in it for you?
What's in it?
I mean, you can get killed, right?
Yeah.
Well, you mean some of your friends been killed?
Yeah.
So
what a simple cause.
What's the simple cause?
Of being a blood, going down with the blood. That's how we feel.
Now, let's be honest, okay? A lot of people that are in gangs and stuff, well, I mean, okay, hold on. What do you mean, Roots Calhoun? Root says, I say it all the time. What do you mean, Roots? I'm just asking. I'm not asking you to stir up stuff. I just want to get a little bit of background on what you're trying to say.
God, it's like we go kill one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of them die, because they down for it. They'll get took out.
And then guess what happens after one of them die?
And they come back. And then it's right. A few until they don't want no more, until everybody just drop it. But ain't nobody going to drop it.
Now you're willing to...
All right, so, I mean, I do get that, Roots. The hard R definitely makes a big difference. It does. You wouldn't think that the hard R would make that much of a difference, but it does. It does. I mean, just the way that you say something, yes, it does. Servap Singh says, thoughts on reparations. I'm not saying this. Servap is. Thoughts on reparations. I don't believe that they should be give the are here. You know what? I'm not gonna use the word they. I don't believe African Americans should be given cash because they will no, sorry. I love you, sir. I am not reading that. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to play the rest of this.
You're willing to die for whatever this cause is?
If that's what it takes.
Yeah, I'm not saying you want to. I'm saying you will.
No, I don't want to. But if somebody robbed...
Oh, does anybody hear the baby in the background? No, and Servap, listen, Servap, I don't want anybody to think like I'm censoring anybody. I'm not. I do have to be careful. I'm not like censoring anybody at all. I'm really, really not. And I'll be more than happy to put these comments up and stuff. I will, but I mean, you got to understand that I got to be careful. I do. I'm not censoring you. This is your opinion and your opinion only. Do I agree with it? Maybe not. Servap says, just telling the truth, brother. Twisted Movies. What's going on there, Tuds? Roots Calhoun, LOL, Servape. And then Roots says, well, I did say something about the baby. Roots Calhoun says, you ain't in the ghetto if you don't hear a baby crying somewhere. Okay. I just was bringing up the fact that we're talking about retaliation. That's what Crazy Loke has talked about. And somebody could just roll up and do a drive-by or whatever. Hey, Stuck in Dion's Tub, how are you? I can't remember Stuck in Dion Sub, but were you the one that was talking about being a moderator? Because if you're not, I know that my producer Vulture is in there right now. Stuck on Dion's Tub. All right, so he is. Okay, thank you. I want to make sure Stuck in Dion's Tub is. And you know what, Servap, I'm taking what you're saying, and I don't see how anybody can get mad at me. Servap says, I'm a black man, okay? You did not hear the Jewish community wanting reparations from the German. Education will last them a lifetime. I'm just reading what Servap Singh is saying. Call me Michaela. Hey, what's up, brothers? Everybody's a big mark for Stuck in Dion's Tub there.
Step on me and take me out. I guess it was my time to go like that. But ain't nobody did it yet, so I guess it...
I seriously would like to know if Crazy Loke is still alive. If any of you guys... look, I'll do the research as well, too, but if any of you guys can find out if Crazy Loke from this interview is still alive, because if Crazy Loke is still alive, I swear to God, I would do anything to be able to interview him. Because if he did survive through all that, I think that is the interview that they have to do. I don't think that the old man that's interviewing him is still alive. But I really, really would love to interview him.
Think my time to go.
That is if he is still alive.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Wow. He is 17 in this. He's definitely a baby gangster then. Or maybe he might be a OG. Who knows? Who knows how early? And I don't want anybody to think that I pulled this video clip to just try to get this response from people in the chat room and stuff. No, that's definitely not the case. I think it's fascinating to revisit some of this old TV news footage. This isn't even a national news story. This is a regional news story in the state of California that was done. To kind of revisit it. Because it isn't a thing that we're supposed to learn from history in itself. And we should be able to go back and look and did we learn anything at all when it came to this situation? Yeah, well, see, you know what, Roots? I got to pit that up. How does Settle only have one like? Seriously. Guys, Roots Calhoun brings up a great point. You know, I don't like playing the game, per se. But when it comes to the analytics and all that good stuff, you guys giving me a thumbs up or a liking on whatever platform that you watch or listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And by the way, matter of fact, Vulture, if you're still in the chat room, because I don't want to like pay attention to one platform over another. So if you could well, you know what the sad thing is, Atomic Citizen 865. There are going to be some people that watch this show and they're going to be like, yeah, Tuttle's a goddamn racist. Atomic Citizen 865 says, you are right. You are a white guy playing black clips. You could be racist. So, I mean, I don't know. Twisted Movie says, Tuds is certainly not racist, sir/ma'am. But, you know, like, I could easily get labeled as one by playing this clip. And you know what? I love the fashion. Because a lot of this fashion that these people are wearing is definitely making a comeback.
See, I'm telling you now, don't be crazy.
Look at those cars, man. And you know what? Back in the day, some of those cars were cool. Then they went through a phase where they weren't cool. And then the things that weren't cool definitely comes back. Hey, thank you, Stuck in Dion's Tub, man. You've always supported me even when I was on Bubba's show, and I really, really do appreciate that, Stuck in Dion's Tub. It does mean a lot. But you guys can also, if you're enjoying what I'm doing and you want to cheer some bits or you want to super chat on, you know, if you know, when I say cheer some bits or super chat, you know what platforms I'm talking about. But look at these cars, though. They are in style, then they go out of style, then they're old enough that they come back into style. And by the way, this rap is horrible. Oh my God.
The crowds roll by, the crowds roll out, but I don't know.
And look at the hairstyles and stuff as well, too.
You see, he stood there because he thought it was a client. They rolled out his name and they said, let's try.
All right, so you get the point. Matter of fact, if any of you guys see any of these old news clips and you want to send them to me, because I think it's good to kind of like revisit some. Oh, man, I just screwed up my hair big time. What is going on? Oh, man. There we go. I got Lauren. Oh, man, my hair looks like absolute crap. All right. So. Roots Calhoun says, oh man, my hair, what the f*** is going on? Should not have even messed with it. Oh, that is so bad. Look at that. Well, I am kind of sweating. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. Here, I'm going to call my mom on the, hold on, watch this. Hold on. I'm going to do something for you guys. Watch this. I'm going to call my mom. Ask her to turn the air down because it's hot as fuck in here right now. It really, really is. Wait, but hold on. Why is this not? Hold on. Procaster Pro. Locked on. Hold on. Here we go. Wait, why is it not? Come on, connect, man. I'm trying to do something and nobody is. Come on, connect. Connect, please connect. Forget this. No, do not forget. Hold on. All right, so it's discoverable now. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I know this is horrible radio and stuff, but I want to connect so I can call my mom. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to call her on speaker. Please turn the air down. I'm sweating my ass off, and Lauren's about to call in. Oh, now it's finally ringing. What the? Come on. Please answer. Hold on. You know what, guys? I'm just going to have to. Hold on, guys. Thank you. All right, I'm back. Jesus Christ, man. I look absolutely so bad. No, it's not going to show her number. I don't have it. Anyways, it's so bad. It's just I'm sweating my ass off because I'm not feeling good and stuff right now. So don't, I wasn't trying to be a dick. Mom, sorry. Man, this, and I'm about to have Lauren on and everything, and I'm just like yelling and tell my mom I'm sorry and stuff. Oh, here she comes. Yeah, you should have done that. You know what, Jason, I'll definitely, Lauren, how are you? See, there you go.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
Happy
Friday. So you got to learn how to, you got to get the mic closer to you, you know?
You like?
Yeah. Well, see, now I can't hear you at all. You turn the mic off completely. Oh, there it goes.
Totally right. Did.
Okay. So yeah, you got to learn how to work the microphone and stuff. You know, you kind of want to have it to the side. You want to talk across the mic a little bit.
Is this better?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, look at
Now you definitely sound like a party girl a little bit. what's going on with the voice and everything? Because I gotta tell you, like I'm going through it as well too. I think I'm on the beginning end of a sinus infection right now.
Oh no, I had an incredibly sore throat all week. Like actually, yesterday I sounded like this all day long.
So Lauren. I had you on a couple of weeks ago, everybody. And by the way, guys, I got to tell you, Lauren is one of the coolest guests that I've had on in a while, because even though, like, she's this big deal when it comes to media relations, Mongoose Media, if you want to check her out, but she'll take any questions. So if you guys have any questions in the chat room, that would be amazing. But Lauren, before we get into the conversation and stuff, I want to talk a little bit about what you do and stuff, if people want to hire you, because there were some people that were asking you some Facebook questions. I do have some metaverse questions as well for you. Tell people how they can contact you and stuff.
Sure. So mongoosemedia.us is our website.
Why US? Was it already taken? Was Mongoose Media
cheaper? Okay. And I have a lot of international clients, and you can't get a U.S. domain without being .us. Mm-hmm. So justified my foreign clients paying a lot more in the U.S. dollar.
So, see, already big came back in here. Fish on the J, he already wrote, the chick with the ring that she doesn't want to give back, LOL. Lauren has been married before. Still sometimes wears her first husband's ring, hasn't given it back. And said, that was the one. Does that shock you that a lot of people, that was the one thing that stuck out in their mind?
No, I'm sure it's a really interesting idea. I mean, I'm in a very happy marriage, and the idea of wearing an ex-husband wedding ring is quite shocking. Usually the most interesting or shock value statement that stands out when people meet me is that Vietnamese was my first language and not English. I don't speak a word of Vietnamese right now, but
So you speak Vietnamese. I know I probably just ruined that whole thing, but I mean, that seems like one of those like languages like Cantonese or something.
I don't speak Vietnamese now. My father was a veteran in Vietnam War. So we spoke Vietnamese, him and I, when I was younger, and my mom knew nothing. So before I was four, she said, "That's over. No more Vietnamese for you." And I just stay at home with father. So,
all right. So, Lauren, please do not get upset. But what do you? Has your dad ever like come clean? I don't know. Is he still alive? He is.
No, he passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Mine did too. It's coming up on 1 year anniversary of it. But so did he ever talk to you? Because the whole thing, you see all these war movies and stuff like that, that a lot of the soldiers in Vietnam, they had some of the hookers and stuff back in the day. Do you think that you might have a half sibling?
Oh my gosh. Facts. I do have a half sibling. I signed up for Ancestry.com. I did not find out there. But about 5 years ago, I discovered that my father met someone in the military named Gertrude, and there is...
Wait, was she in the military, or did he...
Yes.
Okay, all right, so... All right, so... So then it's not like... Because, I mean, you look at the movie Full Metal Jacket and stuff, and you see that scene where the woman comes up and was like, you know... Soldier boy, I'm, you know, love you long time, all that stuff, you know.
Sure.
Do you?
I will say this. My father was 6'8" and much, much better looking than I am. So I would not doubt it. But the fact that I literally discovered that there is a half sibling out there 5 years ago related to someone he met in Vietnam, happened to be an American soldier as well.
I guarantee you, you have a relative living in Vietnam right now. I can almost guarantee you. I mean, Roots Calhoun, buddy, you guys were saying some pretty offensive stuff in the topic I had on before I brought Lauren on. So don't judge me. I'm not making those jokes. I mean, that was from a award-winning movie by Stanley Kubrick. So, yeah. Twisted Movie says a 6'8" against a Vietnamese woman would have destroyed her. Man, come on. At 6'8", you know your dad was packing.
He was 6'8" and a half.
Okay, so just go 6'9".
It was, I mean, so he lost a leg in Vietnam. And so him sitting down, like he was 5'4" from top to knee where his leg was amputated.
Is that why? Because you always talk about having a short torso. Like, so did your dad just have the long legs? Is that where you get the long legs from?
Oh, no, that's all my mom. My dad was 50-50 split.
Oh, he was. Okay. So, Lauren, so the metaverse. I want to get into the metaverse because I saw this story today. It was on the Drudge Report, and they were talking about people being able to kiss in the metaverse. Like, they got this way, this thing that they've been talking that will give you the sensation on your lips and tongue and all that stuff to be able to kiss in the metaverse. Have you read anything about this?
No, I don't even know about what that equipment would be because right now everything sits on top of your body versus actually connected to it. Which is interesting.
Stuck in Dion's tub said, glad he didn't lose his third leg. I'm sorry. I don't mean to like make you.
I mean, there's a better story about my younger brother.
All right. Well,
this is going to get weird now.
Okay. We'll get into that. At Rogue Punk says, I had to leave Facebook, such rubbish. All right, so everybody for the longest time said, oh, MySpace, too big to fail and everything. But now MySpace is that broke down amusement park that we drive by. Like, we got plenty of those in the Orlando area that are some of these smaller theme parks that are all grown over. You see tumbleweeds rolling across on a daily basis and stuff. That's kind of like what MySpace once was. Could you see Facebook or Twitter or any of these like going that route? Because a lot of the big tech companies really shit the bed today.
Well, I would just say, depending on if Elon Musk is able to fund the acquisition of Twitter.
He will. Come on. He could give his own money if he wanted.
Well, he's still putting up his stock for collateral, and there is that risk of stuff. But as someone who is an experienced Facebook media buyer, I'm most excited about what that could mean because Twitter is an untapped ad channel market, and I've only found successful ads on Twitter for our esports clients. So I'm really excited for
esports
mean,
like the guys that play like Madden, you know, esports, that type of stuff.
More League of Legends, but yeah.
Oh wow! So even the nerds. So you're like representing nerds and stuff with. So like, if one of these nerds, which I am one, so I can say the N word. I can say nerd. let's just say that, you know, they want to get hired. Like, what is it, to gain more traction online and stuff? Why would they hire you?
Yes, to build more notoriety, but more so to drive conversions towards the products that they're selling, that they're sponsoring, or tickets to events that they're attending that they get affiliate commission from.
Oh, so they get a deal with like so let's say EA Sports. You know, EA Sports is here in the Orlando area, right?
I actually
was a game tester for a little bit of time there because what? I was right there.
Like in 101 Dalmatians, the little kid?
Well, I mean, maybe, but I mean, I was only a part-time person working at iHeartMedia at the time. And, you know, EA Sports is right there in the Maitland area. A lot of people don't know that. And I would do that. So they get sponsorship deals from like an EA Sports, and then they use you to be able to make their brand look better to their boss, right?
Yes. And if there is an opportunity for, so someone who talked about Overwatch in the chat, there were individuals that were gamers that were seeking sponsorships. Or had limited edition releases for specific headsets or different merchandise.
And oh, so like a gaming chair or like a gaming chair or something?
Yes.
All right.
Many, many gaming chairs, keyboards would do really, really well. So it would just be promoting to their existing audience or similar, like one friend off audiences, selling out that merchandise quickly, and then they use it to increase their next sponsorship deal.
Yeah, these gamer nerders, which I'm there, probably go through a lot of keyboards by getting certain substances on those keyboards and stuff. I'm just saying,
especially
like,
the women, yeah, they fly through them much more faster.
Don't even, I wish I could like go, man, there's so many questions, follow up questions there, what you said. But so back to the metaverse thing and the kiss, because what is the first kiss? Is a kiss, a good kisser, important in a relationship?
Well, should we talk about what was your first kiss like? Cause my first kiss was a three-way and I thought that was fantastic.
Well, hold on. A three, like you and two dudes, or you, a girl and a guy, or like,
if you share. Your first kiss story first.
My first kiss was at Daytonscape. It was a roller rink in DeLand, Florida. And I didn't even know what the bases were back in the day. It was like, you know, first, second, third, you know, like a bunch of dumbass kids that didn't know what they were doing. We thought shortstop was even a thing, and we were like, no. But it was at Daytonscape. And I was very awkward skater. I really, really was. But I had my first kiss on roller skates.
Hey, I went to a roller rink. It was Gangster's Paradise. I had a date at the roller rink.
Wait, you kissed, you were skating around to Gangster's Paradise by, you know, Coolio? Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That was the hit song at Rainbow Rink in Chicago.
Oh, see, also Chicago, though, come on now. There, it's a little bit of a different breed up there as well. But so, you know, have you noticed, though, I mean, you spend a lot of time on social media. Roller skating is kind of making a big comeback right now. I'm seeing so many people posting videos, hot, like, when I say scene girls, you know, those,
Venice Beach, yeah, California,
a lot of
Katy Perry music video.
Exactly. Astropunk, he makes a good comment. She has good teeth. I would kiss her and her dentist.
I will let my mother know that her investment in braces was worth it. And I had a massive gap in my two front teeth that I would fit a quarter up it when I was younger.
Wait, you could fit a quarter. I mean, I'm telling you right now, there's got to be a fetish for a person that can fit a quarter in between their teeth and stuff. But were you ever worried, like, at what age did you get that gap fixed?
Seventh grade.
Okay, so then I can't talk about the seventh grade because it make me look like a big creep and stuff. Roots Calhoun, yo, we used to go to Rainbow Roller Rink all the time uptown.
Yes, that's a true Chicagoan through and through. I lived on the north side near the Granville Red Line stop once upon a time.
There you go. Astropunk, he writes, my mom has a huge gap. It's a sign of wealth. I mean, I could see that. But so were you, so you got that fixed. Now, did you have the did you get the clear braces, or did you go with like the real like metal mouth type thing?
I had clear on top, and then I would change out the colors on the bottom, the way that many women would change out their nails.
I don't know. Roots Calhoun says, yes. Logan Square represent, went to Lincoln Park.
I went to Whitney Young.
Okay, so you know exactly what Roots
Calhoun. But I've been to LP's prom a few times.
Man. Invisalign? No?
No, I'm too old for that.
Okay.
Invisalign came out after.
So the metaverse kiss, first kiss, you said yours was a three-way. You didn't go in. I'm not going to let you off the hook on that one.
Yeah, no, it was, my girlfriend's, we were at a party and she and her boyfriend were gossiping how I had not had my first kiss yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked her boyfriend if he could be my first kiss. And he turned to his girlfriend saying, are you serious right now? And I jokingly said, only if you do it too. And wow. I just know that I went in dry and came out very wet.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's, so, Roots Calhoun says Dolphins class of 04. Yeah.
I was in Whitney Young during 2004. but I was not. I graduated after that.
Asher Punk says, Tuttle ruins Vietnamese, but can easily say Invisalign, which isn't even a bloody word. So he's probably from the United Kingdom. Lauren, one of the other big stories in baseball, I don't know if you saw this, Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, the pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, has been suspended right now for 2 seasons for spousal abuse or abuse on his girlfriend. And I don't know, like, we're just in the early stages of this investigation. You have dated a professional sports athlete before, right? Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything like that happened. Because that's the thing about it. If you even go or say the wrong word sometimes, because let's be honest, even if Trevor Bauer is found to be not guilty, people are still going to look at him like that, right? I mean, you do media relations and stuff.
Yeah.
Is this a bad thing? And I also want to get some of your personal experience. What is it like dating a professional athlete?
I mean, I would say any type of abuse is bad, just out the gate, full disclaimer. But I think when you're in the public eye and you're in a position of potentially astronomical wealth, baseball players do tend to make a lot more than other types of athletes. I will say that in the scene of professional athletes, there's a pretty small crowd, and jersey chasers is quite common.
Were you one?
No.
Well, not jersey. You would be a kit chaser because the guy that you, I mean, weren't you married to a professional soccer player?
I was.
Now, was there like, okay, so were there like, say when you were dating, and we don't have to mention names if you don't want to, but like, were there any like disagreements or arguments maybe after a bad loss or like he didn't perform well in a game? I'm not bad mouthing him in any way, but I just, I'm sure that if he had a really crappy game or the team lost by a lot, you know, you had to kind of, you know, did you ever have to walk on eggshells? Just to me. Oh, the dog again.
My dog is objecting to this question. Oh, no.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, yeah. He's You gave the dog a command because I maybe asked a question. I do apologize if you don't feel comfortable talking about this and stuff.
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of sensitivity that goes into the emotional side of games. And I will say that social media has a very interesting role that it plays.
It's got to.
You're in a position of notoriety, your Instagram DMs are quite full. So those are always interesting conversations to navigate. And when you are around individuals that have success in a professional field where you know there's a expiration date on their career, there's a lot of assumptions and like conversation ceilings, if you will, mm-hmm. for substance types of conversation. So what's really interesting is in that space when you have like jersey chasers, if you will, individuals that aren't athletes but are seeking out athletic companions, the conversations are quite different and mm-hmm. Often very similar.
All right. So Astropunk says, can I get an intro to who this person is? And then Astropunk follows up, says, she has polarized glasses. I need them. I can't read shite. This guy is definitely from the United Kingdom. On any label for meds or food.
I mean, you're welcome to borrow these glasses. I have a really strong prescription. I just know that I need to adjust the lighting because the reflection for the blue light makes it look like I have weird
blue
eyes. Yeah. Even though I have natural, well, my eyes are two different colors. They change. Mm-hmm. So they're blue or green, depending on my mood, but they look like hyper blue with the blue light reflection.
But tell people that are just joining right now who you are and what you do for a living. And if they want to get a hold of you, tell them how they can do that.
Sure. My name is Lauren and I break your balls for a living.
but I mean, what do you, because like, seriously, I mean, you do a lot of stuff, you help people. gain traction online. Sure. And that's a good thing.
My LinkedIn response.
Why?
I run a digital marketing agency based in Orlando, Florida, and we help customers in e-commerce and lead generation businesses scale beyond multiple six figures a year.
All right. So six figures. There we go. All right. So Lauren, I got to tell you, after you knocked it out of the park the last time, I had you on, I'll admit I'm a guy. I'm going to kind of stalk your, social media a little bit to see what's going on. Okay. Hold on. All right. Twisted Movie. He has a question coming in.
Oh my gosh. I want to meet the person behind that Twitter account so bad.
They're really, really good, right? They're thinking on their feet. Like they do that, we're going to roast you type thing.
Oh, the one that brilliant.
The Tampa Bay Rays one is the one that gets a lot of mentions when, I think the Tampa Bay Rays Twitter account said, all right, Wendy's roast us. And they said something about the manager pulling out Blake Snell when he was throwing a really, really good game. That's the one that gets a lot of mentions from Wendy's.
Oh, I don't follow the Tampa Bay ones too much, but I will appreciate how authentic Wendy's conversations will go because they'll reply and elevate a lot of no-name users, people with less than 100 or 300 followers on their accounts, and bring them to the conversation in a public platform.
Lauren, so you were sick this week. I gotta
ask. I was like, oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of guys love the party chick voice girl. I mean, they do. I mean, come on, because you're like, all right, she likes to throw down. She parties at Vista Way. So did your husband take care of you? Because some guys are just bad at doing that. I'm not saying anything bad. And I'm sure he's busy and stuff. Or were you left to fend for yourself?
I was maintained like a total princess.
Really?
Oh, waited on hand and foot. I got foot massages every single night, tucked in.
Oh, man.
Reached out and he would cancel meetings or talk to my assistant to make sure that I got to sleep in a little bit longer. He walked the dogs. So.
Oh, Roots. All right. So come on, Lauren, you got to stick up for me. I think I'm asking Roots Calhoun says Tuttle is a creep.
I would feel that if no one else looked at my Instagram after how much fun we had in the last episode.
Yeah,
I'd be insulted.
Exactly. But you don't post enough though.
I'm more of a voyeur.
Stories, though. You post stories more than you do. What is the advantage of posting to stories than posting, on your feed where everybody can see? And do you suggest that when people post stories, they archive them where people can go? Or is it a special thing? What's your opinion on that?
Feed is forever and also just takes too much time. Stories is just easy and disappears, which is why I love it. But I'll post a lot more to close friends because sometimes it's there are clients on that account. I'll be like, oh, this feels more like a close friends kind of conversation.
All right, I got you. Astropunk says, I worked security for Vista Way in 2003. Man, when I moved to London, I met a young lady who was a resident at the same time. I'm jealous because I never ever got to experience Vista Way and at Disney on Disney.
Can
property.
I explain Vista Way?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please. I mean, we talked about this last time. Paradise
was rated by Playboy as one of the top destinations for college kids to be. I'd said last time that Walgreens near Vista Way was the number one provider of birth control in the country, in terms of volume. And that the hot tubs did get shut down at one point. And the rumor is all because
DNA.
You enter and get an STD.
Yeah, DNA. Well, I mean, look at this, though. On the other end of the spectrum, you look at the Villages here in Florida. That is definitely the highest concentration of STDs as well. Because, when you get to a certain age, you're not having kids. I'm just being upfront when it comes to that. I think that's the reason.
It's raw dog all day long. But also, did you know that at the Villages, as I understand it, and in Baldwin Park as well, there's a very large population of individuals in a lifestyle choice or in a certain lifestyle?
What? Just swinging?
Swinging and.
Oh, okay.
I think it starts with swinging, but it's a high levels of communication communities?
Whoa. Hold on. All right. So I talked to a lot of people I interviewed. So swinging, but these are what? Come on. I'm trying to figure this out. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm like starting to feel ill or something, but I don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, well, it's there's a lack of commitment, or there's a stronger commitment. I'm like at Baldwin Park. I was really fortunate that at one of the bars nearby, I got in conversation with someone sitting next to me who was sharing this whole like game or like slew of rules based off.
Oh, so you're talking dom, maybe dominatrix slash sub type thing.
There
maybe?
Might be some stuff. It's more like soft play or hard play. Like,
oh, okay.
Say you and I were in a relationship together. Maybe you're okay with soft. So like oral yes, insertion no.
Oh, okay. Like all right. All right.
All right. This stuff's got like Friday.
All evening. Right. All right. I mean, look, I'm learning new stuff all the time, Lauren. But so back to this stuff, if Trevor Bauer, this guy wanted to hire you, even though you maybe concentrate more on the social media side, helping people gain recognition, what would be your plan of attack if Trevor Bauer was like, Lauren, I need you here. I'm wrongfully accused. Like,
immediately lock him out of all of his own social media.
Oh,
profiles.
You would. Oh, you would. You would not let. I think that is a good play, because if he doesn't have access to that, because you never know, like if he might DM somebody and that comes back to bite him in the ass or something. So you take all. So would you basically tell him, like, if you're going to put out any message, I have to be the one to draft it and send it out?
I hit send. You don't even touch it. Give me all of your profiles. And if it's going to be a video, it's going to be a sincere apology that you've rehearsed 500 times.
All right, but can you rehearse too much, though, where it doesn't sound sincere?
Absolutely, but what's the alternative? You don't rehearse at all and you still don't sound sincere?
No,
sincere?
You let them, like, shoot from the hip. I mean, as long as you're recording it. I'm not saying you're doing it live.
Okay, so editing and publishing. I think it's still better. People are looking for that live interaction, because then he can mitigate and see what type of comments and that visibility is giving.
Do you do a press conference with reporters that could ask questions, or
it's based off of how much information is found in discovery?
Mm-hmm.
If there's like evidence that's immediately and super accessible, no, because then he has to be prepped for his media interviews.
All right, so,
and know
so
how to
would
divert.
Would you ever not take a client? Though, say they're going to pay you, like they give you a blank check and they say, Lauren, you fill in whatever it's going to take to pay you, but I'm guilty as hell and I need you to make me look good.
I did turn down a client with a pretty large check that wasn't guilty, but wanted to disseminate information that was false.
All right. So you do have a... you do have a bar, like you're not, there's a line you're not willing to cross.
Yeah. I play limbo.
Oh, so you will go low then.
Yeah, I'll go low, but there's still a threshold of how far. I mean, I can't like go into the full splits and bend over backwards completely, but I'll adjust.
Have you, you know, and you don't have to say, I just need to know, like, has there ever been a client that has hired you to work for him that you were like, man, why did I do that? Like,
oh, all the time. I mean, there's always situations where I'll take on deals. Fortunately, I'm not the only one. I have a team of 17 behind me, so they do a lot of the execution, but there are times where we'll take on a contract. We'll take on clients. We start with 90 days. And then the 90 days is as much of a testing phase as it is a trial phase. So we'll determine if this is a good fit moving forward. But 9 out of 10 times where I realize I don't think this might be a good idea ends up confirming that gut reaction. I'm like, oh, why did we take that? And then they don't last with us past the 90 days. We let them go because either they lacked commitment, they lacked actual integrity or intention on what they're going to execute, or they didn't pay.
What do you think about the Disney thing, the Reedy Creek thing? Have you been
following
that?
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, I mean, because I worked at the Walt Disney Company and I was with marketing there, I saw an onslaught of individuals who I used to work with updating that, like, oh, you know, the government is hurting the people in Orange County and not actually punishing Disney themselves. Like, I saw a lot of opinions on it, which was interesting because I hadn't really looked too much into the tax exemptions.
I mean, that $1 billion in debt, you know, you look at how well the lawns, the road, you don't see any potholes in Disney roads, do you? I mean, so if the Orange County government and Osceola has to take over some of that stuff, is it going to be bad for business for Disney? And, you know, I've even read now, like, the whole thing and the deal that it was originally set, that if they get rid of it, they got to take on the debt that Disney holds.
Yeah, there are pieces to it. Anna Escamani, who's one of my local reps, went on Facebook Live today. So she was getting asked some fielding questions about it, but it's so early in those conversations. And when I used to do volunteer work with the Disability Chamber of Commerce, there was some interesting visibility into those inner workings where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not going to form an opinion yet because this is a long road ahead.
Yeah. Does that mean Vista Way is going to become part of Orange County government? Because was Vista Way a part of
I don't think it's actually in that intersection area. It's more of like closer to the Golden Oak residences. So where Vista Way is close to the Millennia Shopping Mall or all those outlets.
Yeah.
By iDrive. I don't know why I say Millennia, but the outlets right near the exit. I think it's exit like 68.
Yeah. Man, oh man. So I don't know. This, I just was seeing, like, if this deal does go through, how many of the first responders are going to lose their jobs? You know, a lot of people aren't thinking about that as well either.
I mean, when I worked at the Walt Disney Company, what Reedy Creek Fire Department did was always something that was in the back of our minds because, you know, there's the idea that no one
ever dies at Disney
on property.
Yeah, exactly.
But while if you have the chance to work for the company, you do find out that when there's over 100,000 people in a single area, just as many deaths that occur in a city of 100,000 and a physical place of 100,000 naturally occur. And you'd be surprised how many overdoses occur on the hotel properties.
Oh, people love to go to Disney high on drugs. I mean, come on. Everybody goes to Epcot to drink around the world. So let's not act like people aren't like pre-gaming before they go in to the park and stuff. You know, always the big urban legend. Maybe it is true. Somebody got decapitated on Space Mountain one time.
I've heard other urban legends like that. That's never under.
What's your favorite Disney urban legend?
Chucky dolls in the It's a Small World ride.
Oh, so they're Chucky dolls in the Small World.
That a cast member, like a college program kid, on one of their last days while working the attraction, hid Chucky dolls around the ride.
Mm. Well, Lauren, what are your plans this weekend?
I have dragon boating tomorrow.
Wait, dragon? Wait, is that like, what is dragon boating?
What do you think it is? I'm more curious of when you hear dragon boating.
All right, I'm thinking like you're in like some Asian style type boat and you guys are competing in rowing competitions or something, or it's all just decorative or whatever.
It's a perfect hybrid in between. It's 20 people paddling. The difference between rowing is you're facing backwards, paddling, you're facing the water that you're moving towards. And there's a dragon decorated at the hood or the front of your boat.
Okay.
And there's a really big festival in Tampa this weekend.
Do you guys have a coxswain on the boat that tells you to like stroke, stroke, stroke type thing or no?
So we have, because it's 20 side by side, think of it as like competitive canoeing. You have someone in the back that's steering and they're standing up. And a lot of times like it's funny because they have to like rock with them. But you have someone at the front of the boat close to the dragon head. Usually a very, very tiny female because they're just dead weight and they're pounding on a drum so that you enter the water at the same time.
I got you. Astropunk says, sounds like water skiing ride between MCO and I-4 where you stand on a dragon and pray. So I got to tell you the other thing that I saw about, you know, on your, when I was stalking your social media, you,
the whole like two stories that you probably saw.
No. I'm not talking about stories. I'm talking about your timeline. There was this thing about you touching your toes and you were, making this weird face. And I gotta tell you, that is a very, attractive trait that men like, that women don't take themselves too seriously, because yeah, you seem very awkward and goofy, but I mean, it was great at the same time.
Oh, good. I aim to entertain.
No, I mean,
it was just like
offense.
This.
I'm telling you, not a lot of women that are like yourself would do something like that. They don't want to put themselves in a goofy type situation like that. Ugh. And I thought it was funny.
Who has time for that boring stuff? Like, yeah, no, if you end up seeing the video, I saw some TikTok trend where you can trick yourself into touching your toes, and oh my gosh, it totally worked. And I screamed with joy and elation.
It was great. All right, Lauren, before we go, tell my listeners and supporters how they can check you out, how they can follow you on social media and stuff.
Cool. So my name is Lauren. So you can follow the company at Mongoose Media or just reach out to me personally, Lauren E. Petrullo, on all the social media channels that are still relevant, not MySpace.
All right. Hey, Lauren, I mean, look, I had to tell you, and maybe we didn't talk a lot about what you do for a living and stuff, but I got to tell you, like, it's a refreshing your honesty and just, you know, rolling with the punches and stuff. There's not a lot of people that I've found on that can do that. So I hope you feel better. I hope you have a good weekend doing your.
Do you, though? I thought you liked my voice this way.
No, I mean, look. Guys like that. Come on, when I was in my 20s and stuff, I was like, if you had a girl that had a smoky voice or it was raspy or it was like, and I'm not talking to the point it was like, oh, hey, Toe, how are you? Know, there's
like
some,
a 60-year-old smoker.
Yeah, you know, I don't want some good. Well, see, I don't know though. Like back in the day, I might have been desperate enough if it was a really hot chick and she sounded like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. Hey, Toe, how are you today? I would be
You've
like...
You practice that voice too much.
No, it's just, well, I'm kind of getting sick myself, so I'm able to do it because I have a very high-pitched voice that is annoying and stuff. Astropunk, she crushes balls.
That's... So then the high-pitched voice that you have when you're not sick, does it sound like someone's crushed your balls?
No. It does not sound like that. I just
not that high.
It's just like I kind of went halfway through puberty. Like I don't have that stereotypical radio.
So did
voice.
You like prairie dog puberty?
Yes, I did. Puberty came in and out of my BH. That's exactly what it did. So I see Lauren's trying to get under my skin and try to play mind games.
It's Friday night.
Yeah, I know. So like even when you're sick, like any drinks tonight?
To be determined.
Okay. All right.
My husband's upstairs making dinner. I don't do the cooking. I don't do the dishes.
Wait. You don't cook?
No.
Come on.
Did I crush your dreams? I do not cook.
No, I make mac
and cheese. And microwave stuff all the time.
When I was married, my ex-wife did not cook. So it's not like a deal killer. It's not. It really isn't. A lot of guys cook now. Is that something that you look at like you're like a guy that can cook?
No, I think of food more as like consumption and fuel. I told you my husband's born and raised in Italy, so it's a very different cultural clash.
But is he
food is a part of life and it's something to be experienced and to enjoy. And I'm like, food is time to move on so we can get to what we want to do next.
Would he be disrespected? Like if you were like, honey, I want to go to the Olive Garden tonight, or I want to go to Fazoli's.
He loves when he doesn't have to do the dishes and cook. It's his favorite thing. But Olive Garden, he fucks with the breadsticks, like the unlimited breadsticks. He's like, what? I love America and your portion sizes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could definitely see that. All right, Lauren. Yeah, see, if I keep going any longer, like, I would sit here and talk to you for another hour, but I'll leave you on this, okay? Can you talk to your husband
and
see if next time he can come on the show? Because And I want to, Iggy T, she says, I'm Italian and I love Olive Garden.
Lei italiana, vero. Yeah. Like, yeah. She looks like she's super Italian with those glasses.
Oh, but she's also Canadian as well, too. So. You know, I don't know, like, if you turn more Canadian, like, if you're Italian and stuff.
What is this, like, Superman? Like, put on the glasses and you're Clark Kent?
I mean, look, Iggy T is like...
Maybe, like, the way she speaks Italian with her hands is much more polite. So instead of, like, ma va or, like, using these, it's more of, like, a gentle gesture.
Yeah, Italians speak with their hands a lot, too, right? So, but Iggy, though, like, see, she is Italian and stuff, but I've never actually heard her voice before, and I'm wondering, like, if she is, like, super Canadian, like, hey Lauren, what you up to this weekend? You know, what are you talking about? You know, or you know, you betcha. Yeah, you know, like, is she like super Canadian but looks Italian?
Or she could be super Italian that sounds Canadian.
Oh, that would be a big mind screw, wouldn't it? Like,
I would just want to know, how does she eat her pizza?
All right, fold it, or like, you know, some people even
I just say like with her hands. The way God intended it to
or be, cut or it with a fork and knife? No. You can't do that. You really, really cannot do that at all. You can't. But like, if you pick it up with your hands, do you fold it?
It depends on how wide it fits into the mouth, and it also depends on how good you are opening your jaw.
Okay. All right. But so let's schedule, you know, I would love to have your husband on. Maybe we can do, because, you know, it can't be like the newlywed game, because you'd have to be able to compete with somebody.
We've been married 8.5 years. That would be a very long newlywed game.
No, but like, I want to, because I have some questions that I think that you guys wouldn't be able to think about. And I think, how about this? I bet that I can make you be at least under 50% on right questions, on some questions that I would ask.
I'd be 50%.
Under, like, you would get more than 50% of the questions wrong. Like, I would ask questions that I really don't think that you guys would really be able to know about each other.
Maybe. I mean, that's possible, just because he probably listens better than I do.
I see, women are supposed to be the ones that are like, don't forget anything, like still trap minds.
Oh, we have total gender role reversals. I mean, he is very, very nostalgic. He like still has like photos and memories and tickets from some of our like early dates. And
did he keep the topper off the top of the wedding cake and he's got it in the freezer or something? Is he that guy?
I eloped in Vegas. We went to Top of the World Lounge for our meal.
Yeah, and
so
you
we
said
still
Elvis.
Have the champagne glasses.
Oh, you got that.
Our photo in the living room. That's like our only wedding photo, because I'm not like a big photo person, as you pointed out with my lack of posting on Instagram. So that's like literally the only wedding photo I have, the one that they took at the restaurant.
All right, Lauren. Well, once again, you knocked it out of the park. I can't thank you enough. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you have a great night. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'm always around if you, you know, because the guys seem to like you, the ladies seem to like you. It's like you're a hit. You're just a...
Can we, I will work on getting my husband. He's a very big introvert, and he's 6'4", so often he's picked out of a crowd whenever we go to events, and he's very shy and, like, wants nothing to do with spotlight of anything.
Asher Pump says, thanks, Lauren. You're a star for coming in, for coming here.
Gosh, I'm here just for the compliments. My ego just saw through the roof. I've been so sick this week. So sick. So I really appreciate those kind words.
Like stomach sick? Like, are you throwing up?
No, I just my throat. Like, I really couldn't breathe. Like, it hurt to swallow. It hurt to like breathe. Drinking water was a chore.
Yeah. Twisted Movies, love the interview.
Hopefully it was more fun, because I got to make you blush once or twice.
Asher Punk says, sickly hot. and R33 Nader says, you don't look or sound sick.
Oh, oof. At least you didn't see me yesterday. Like I said at the beginning, like I really sounded like this yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lauren, I hope you have a great night, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Oh, no, I had a total blast. Your army is amazing. Well, we appreciate them.
Iggy says you were great, Lauren. And, you know, sometimes, and Iggy's cut from a different cloth than, sometimes.
The Italian cloth? Are you trying to make a circumcised?
No. I'm saying that, sometimes women don't like to give other women compliments, Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just saying.
Well, grazie, Iggy. I appreciate it. I don't know why women would want to, so I'll leave you on this one thing.
Okay.
I try really hard to give men compliments.
Mm.
I think I told you, I started doing hot yoga a few weeks ago. And recently, right before I got sick, I walked into the gym and there was this devastatingly beautiful gentleman behind the counter to scan my barcode in. And I stopped in my tracks, stumbled, and was like, oh yeah, I have to find my pass. And then when I was leaving, I was like, look, I just want you to know, as happily married as I am, you are so, so attractive that I forgot myself for 2 whole seconds.
Whoa. Oh. Is there a little bit of a double standard there? Because if a guy did that, some women would be completely pissed.
I'm sure some men are also completely pissed, but boo. I'll take it as it goes, situation by situation.
Fish on Jay says, see you, Lauren. UPS that ring with a track number kicker. Yeah. All right. We're going to get out of here because I'll sit here and talk forever. Lauren, thank you. Yes. I hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm going to get you dragon boating one time.
No, can I for real? Seriously, I will come do it because I would love the content for my YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh. I'm on the Chinese team. So you will be one of the only white people on the boat, but you are totally, totally, totally welcome.
I'm down. All right. I'm going to be in touch with you. Have a good night, Lauren.
No.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. Went a little bit long there, but I thought it was good. Like I said, I had no intentions of doing a show tonight, but as soon as my producer Vulture said that I had an interview, I had to do it. All right, I'm getting out of here. I hope you guys have a great night. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.